AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 100 years ago, about 300 black people were killed when their thriving area in Tulsa was destroyed by a white mob. Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson is a member of the Congressional Black Caucus.
Justice delayed is justice denied, and that is what has happened to the Tulsa Greenwood victims. But it's time for them to be made whole.
Joe Biden will be the first president to participate in remembrances of the destruction of what was known as Black Wall Street in Tulsa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill barring transgender females from playing on public school teams intended for student athletes born as girls.
Athletic teams or sports that are designated for females are open to females. And we're going to go based off biology, not based off ideology, when we're doing sports.
DeSantis signed the bill into law at a Christian academy in Jacksonville. It will likely be challenged as unconstitutional. Moderna says it has begun the process to win full regulatory approval for the use of its coronavirus vaccine in adults. Moderna's vaccine already has been cleared for emergency use by the FDA. A terminal at London's Heathrow Airport that was mothballed because of the coronavirus pandemic reopened today to serve passengers arriving from high-risk countries, an action critics say was long overdue. The Supreme Court ruled tribal police officers can stop and search non-Indians on tribal lands for potential violations of state or federal law. Workers in Memphis, Tennessee have begun the process of digging up the remains of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest. The remains of the former slave trader and his wife are being moved to a museum hundreds of miles away. A sheriff's deputy died after being shot by a suspect who was later killed in a shootout with deputies east of Los Angeles. This is AP News. The Supreme Court rejected Johnson & Johnson's appeal of a $2 billion talc verdict.
The justices are leaving in place a verdict in favor of women who claim they developed ovarian cancer from using Johnson & Johnson's talc products. A Missouri jury originally awarded 22 women suffering from cancer $4.7 billion, but a state appeals court dropped two women from the suit and reduced the award to $2 billion. The jury found the company's talc products contain asbestos, and asbestos-laced talc can cause ovarian cancer. The company disputes both points. Johnson & Johnson has stopped selling its talc-based Johnson's Baby Powder in the U.S. and Canada. I'm Mike Hempen.
Thousands of Australian meat workers had no work for a second day after a cyber attack crippled the world's largest meat processing company. A government minister in Australia said it might be days before production resumes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.